everybody. Welcome back to the ninth lesson of our pod class series on the Book of Proverbs. We're going to just get started. Dear Lord, I thank you for this day. Thank you for another opportunity to open your word here to learn and hear how you want us to live our lives, God. Thank you for this book where we have this manual for living here on earth, God. Reveal your truth, open our hearts, open our minds, open our ears. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, so again, another quick review. The word Proverbs, you know, two parts, pro, verb. Pro meaning before, verb meaning an action. So Proverbs is a before action. We're learning to understand what we need to do before it happens. Living proactively rather than reactive living. And we have learned that that is wisdom. What is wisdom? Wisdom is the art and act of living. Wisdom is applied knowledge. We've basically been learning that if we don't act on what we know, we are not using wisdom. So again, Pastor gave us eight areas that we're supposed to apply wisdom to. The first area we discussed was the fear of the Lord. Then we talked about friends. And today we're going to start talking about family. Now, when I originally taught this lesson, I had put out this disclaimer, and I was going to cut it out the lessons, but I was like, you know, I'm going to keep it in because it's not just me, but just this goes for anybody when they're putting things out there that God said, when they're explaining things from a biblical perspective. You know, when dealing with the family, we're going to be going through various aspects of familial relationships, husband to wife, child to parent, parent to child. Now, you know, me personally, y'all already know I don't have children. I don't have a spouse. So clearly I'm not speaking from experience. However, when you're leading, you know, any type of Bible study, we're analyzing what God is saying and what he expects. The Bible is God's revelation to us. So I don't, you know, want you guys to kind of take the position of, well, you don't know, you ain't got kids, or you're not married. That is true, but my status does not change what God's word is saying. Okay, I just happen to, in this case, be the vessel being used to share. And this doesn't just go for this. You know, a lot of times, you know, there are things that are going on in our lives, and someone may offer a piece of advice. Somebody may say something, and sometimes we're very quick to be like, well, they ain't got that situation, so why would I listen to them? Or, you know, look at how their life turned out. I ain't listening to nothing they have to say. And, you know, that really can be, especially depending on the situation, a very ignorant position to take, because you don't necessarily know what that person or how what that person might say actually may help you. It's important to just listen. If it doesn't apply, okay, then put it, you know, you don't have to listen. But sometimes, you know, sometimes people can help. Sometimes words can be encouraging despite the source. You know, we have to just be a little bit more open to receive. If it doesn't apply to you, then, you know, don't take it. But sometimes it actually may be something that's worthwhile. We don't want to miss out on an encouraging word or correction, or, you know, anything, because we're busy looking at, you know, the vessel. We're looking at the cover of the book, if you will. Okay, so just kind of keep that in mind. Now for those, you know, who are listening, who aren't married, who don't have children like me, don't close your ears to this thinking it doesn't apply to you. You know, take out a pen and paper, write some notes. You may need it down the line. Also, when it comes to marriage, this may help us, or, you know, individuals out there, make better choices when choosing a spouse down the line, analyzing what we should be expecting from one another and what is expected of us. We need to know what God has to say about these things. Okay? So let's get started. The Book of Proverbs is the best manual you'll find on people skills because it was given to us by the creator of people. If we learn and practice God's wisdom that is given in this book, we will find our people skills improving and will enjoy life more. All right, so God established three human institutions in the world. Marriage and the home are one of them, and it was founded in Genesis chapter 2, 18 verses, Genesis chapter 2, verses 18 and 25, which says, "Then the Lord God said, 'It is not good for the man to be alone. I will make him a helper suitable for him.' And out of the ground, the Lord formed every animal of the field and every bird in the sky and brought them to the man to see what he would call them. And whatever the man called a living creature, that was its name. The man gave names to all the livestock and to the birds of the sky and to every animal in the field. But for Adam, there was not found a helper suitable for him. So the Lord God caused a deep sleep to fall upon the man, and he slept. And when he then he took one of his ribs and closed up the flesh in that place. And the Lord God fashioned into a woman the rib which he had taken from the man and brought her to the man. Then the man said, 'At last this is bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh. So she shall be called woman, because she was taken out of man. For this reason, a man shall leave his father and his mother and be joined to his wife, and they shall become one flesh. And the man and his wife were both naked, but they were not ashamed.'" Everyone has a family. Young, old, married, single, male, and female. Everyone is involved in some kind of family. The biblical view of marriage and the family have been attacked and ridiculed by society. So it is important to analyze what God's design for marriage and the home is. So how does God help us live wisely in our family relationships? First, let's talk about the home. Let's build up. Your home should be a place of rest and safety, a refuge from stresses and dangers of the world, but sometimes it can be the exact opposite. Whatever the case, it's usually a result of the type of foundation you have. Proverbs 24, verses 3 to 4 says, "By wisdom a house is built, and by understanding it is established, and by knowledge the rooms are filled with all precious and pleasant riches." So number one, by wisdom a house is built. Here, the Hebrew word we keep saying again, chokmah, is used. It refers to perception with discernment. Emphasizes accuracy, but with the sense to see what's beneath the surface. It's a penetrating wisdom. This type of wisdom in the Old Testament is the teaching of a personal God who is holy and just, and who expects those who know him to display his character in practical affairs of life, making the foundation of the house built on obedience to God. This is done by the married couple who makes a decision to follow God. If we want to think of a house as a structure, this would be like the bedrock. If the husband and the wife do not first establish their marriage on a commitment to know God personally and to translate their relationship with him into practical living, their family and household will not be stable. I was reading Charles Swindoll, and he said of he and his wife, "We mutually agreed whatever the Bible says we will do. If we ever have a disagreement, we consult the scriptures, not as a mean of coercion, but in a spirit of seeking God's mind as we allow the word of God to become our tiebreaker." He goes on to say that our marriage was far from perfect, but we have a reasonably good partnership. Our household with our four children had its problems at times, but this commitment saved our home from self-destruction and gave our children a stable platform to launch their own lives. So the foundation of the marriage is wisdom, and we know wisdom is applied knowledge. And what do we know? We know who God is. We know what we're supposed to do in regards to, we know who we are in light of how big God is, and we know how we're supposed to act, right? We know how we're supposed to conduct ourselves, right? And that is the foundation. Okay, and the couple is supposed to do that together. Two, by understanding, it is established. again, that's referring back to Proverbs 24, verse 3. First clause says, by wisdom a house is built. That was number one. That's that foundation, right? Now, the next part, and by understanding it is established. Tabuna, T-E-B-U-N-A, is the Hebrew word used for understanding here. And it means intelligence, our ability to observe and gain insight and make a plan or decision. So we see what it is, and then we make plans and decisions based on what we see. And the word established has the idea of forming something over time. The home's existence comes out as the parents see what is needed and provide the means to put it all together. Both play their parts to earn what is needed to maintain the home, meeting all the practical needs, right? When one member of the family fails to pull their own weight, the household struggles. There may be conflict, frictions, fractures appear, all due to the lack of understanding. Thirdly, by knowledge, the rooms are filled with all precious and pleasant riches. The word knowledge here is the same word used to describe how God knows us. Psalm 1:6, for the Lord knows the ways of the righteous, but the way of the wicked will perish. And then Psalm 37, verse 18 says, the Lord knows the days of the blameless, and their inheritance will be forever. Knowledge is learning with perception. It is always or constantly pursuing truth. The riches referred to in the text are the people of the household, meaning after all the knowledge gained over time equips family members to deal wisely, reasonably, fairly, and compassionately with one another. We discover how one another ticks, how we all move, how we operate, and then we help each other, right? Based on what we know, what we are learning over time. This is what makes a home. With a foundation laid by wisdom, the house built with understanding, and a home filled with knowledge, we have all the ingredients for the cultivation of a happy, prosperous, emotionally safe, spiritually rich household. This is God's ideal for every home, beginning at marriage. Now, if this is not your home dynamic, it's not too late to start doing what is right. You may not be able to change everyone, but you can start with yourself. Begin with your own personal commitment to know God, study his ways, discover his path, his plans for everyday living, and let this relationship be your guide in all things. Make a resolve to lay your own foundation. The word establish also means to set in order. So we need to understand that we need to make an internal adjustment and understanding of who you are in your family. And your family dynamic, rather, and pull your weight despite what others are doing. And lastly, begin to learn to truly learn about others in your household and use that knowledge to encourage them whenever possible. Since you can't force others to change, focus on changing yourself. Begin to demonstrate wisdom, understanding, and knowledge, and those ingredients that can transform a house virtually in shambles into a home of purpose and harmony. So here are some discussion questions. Y'all ain't here to discuss it. Reflection questions to think about this week. Think about the emotional tone of your home. Who sets that tone? And how does that impact the youngest of the members of the household? What's their response to it? How do they operate in that? How much influence do you have in shaping the emotional environment of your house, of your home? And then how well does your household function in a practical sense? Those are the things I want you guys to think about this week. Dear Lord, I thank you for this day. I thank you for another opportunity to open your word and seek your truth, God. Allow this word to take root in our hearts and minds and be a guiding force. Allow us to be honest in our reflections of who we are in our homes, God, the roles that we play in our family. And allow us to start making whatever internal adjustments or changes we need to make so we can start cultivating or being a part of cultivating some type of change so we can have a home of purpose and have a home of harmony. Thank you, Lord, for this time. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. Okay, guys, thank you for tuning in and listening to another lesson. And I hope that these lessons have been a blessing to you. Let me know, drop a comment on that website page, put something in the chat, and I will talk to you next time. Have a wonderful day. Bye-bye.